Zippity-doo-dah-zippity. Hey, we're one day closer to playing Green Bay. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity, Dave Spadaro, and Chris McPherson. Yeah, okay, the training camp is getting to us just a little bit here. We're having some fun. Preseason game number three on Saturday, and we learn on Thursday that rain in the forecast could impact how much the starters play.
Say it ain't so, Dave. Yeah. It would be so disappointing if, for whatever reason, Sam Bradford or any of the other starters are not able to go out there. Well, I still would think you'll see them to a certain extent. Chip Kelly not making any promises, saying that weather is very much a variable in terms of how much you'll see the starters this Saturday against the Packers.
Yeah, so it's going to be a lot of fun regardless. Jobs on the line. Reminder, the rosters go from 90 players to 75 prior to Tuesday at 4 p.m. in the NFL. Eagles, of course, have the right to make those cuts before Tuesday. So we'll find out all of that. A lot to get to today, including a visit from Michael Kendricks in studio and a little football 101 with Ross Tucker. But first, Alex Smith gets you caught up with everything happening on this football team. It's our Eagles 360 update.
Hi, everyone. Alex Smith here with your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. The Eagles had a much lighter walkthrough practice here today at the NovaCare Complex as they prepare to hit the road for Green Bay tomorrow. Today, head coach Chip Kelly kicked things off by talking about the new contract extension for Michael Kendricks, a player that he calls a prototype for this Eagles system.
He's right at 6 foot. He's the same height as Navarro Bowman and a lot of the really good inside linebackers in this league. So when I made a statement 2 years ago of big people meet up little people, that doesn't mean that I want 6'11 inside linebackers. Michael fits into all our parameters from a height, weight, speed standpoint in terms of what we're looking for. He's actually kind of a prototypical guy that we're looking for. So his physical attributes lend him to be a three-down linebacker, which everybody's looking for, and it doesn't matter what defensive system you're in. I think that people, you value those guys, the guys that can run and then physically be able to run with tight ends and running backs, but also be big enough and strong enough to take on offensive linemen. And Michael can do all those things, and that's why we extended him.
Heading into the third preseason game, the first roster cutdown date looms on Tuesday. And according to Kelly, this will be the hardest decision that he's had to face yet because of this team's depth.
It is. I think we have more depth. So I believe we'll cut some players that will make other rosters. So, you know, I'm hoping, you know, that's our goal for all of our players. And we tell that on day one. I want them to play in the NFL. Hopefully it's on our team. If it's not on our team, it's on another team. So, but it is going to be difficult. And, you know, we'll have to sit down long and hard after this Packer game and kind of, when it's difficult to get to 75, I think from a coaching standpoint, that's a good thing. But there's still a human factor that gets involved with cutting somebody, and that part's not a lot of fun.
After practice, we caught up with quarterback Sam Bradford as he prepares for his second game in an Eagles uniform. And according to the quarterback, he says that last week's game against the Ravens prepared him for being able to get hit and bounce right back up.
Yeah, you know, I think it was nice to get out there, you know, take a few shots, get back up, know that my body can still do it and still take those hits. You know, I think it was kind of that last box that needed to be checked off. So, you know, I did feel good knowing that.
Catching up with the Eagles defense, linebacker Kiko Alonso said earlier this week that his goal was to play on Saturday night. And today he spoke about feeling comfortable in this Eagles defense.
Very comfortable. And, you know, that's when I keep practicing more and playing more, I'm just going to keep getting even more comfortable. But I feel very comfortable where I'm at. I feel like I'm smarter. You know, I've been through more. And, you know, we'll see. We'll see.
Moving into the Eagles secondary today was cornerback Nolan Carroll, who spoke about entering 2015 with a chip on his shoulder as he looks to secure a starting spot.
Kind of just playing with a chip on my shoulder, man. You know, last year didn't really go the way I expected it to when I signed him, you know. So this past offseason is just all about just working hard. And that's been my whole mindset this whole time since I've been back up here.
Be sure to get caught up on all of the latest Eagles news heading into Saturday night's third preseason game against the Green Bay Packers. You can find all the Eagles exclusive content right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thanks, Alex. Dave, I don't have a rhyme or anything like that transition
it
here.
It just came off the top of my head.
It was very nicely done
on your part.
But we do want to talk about the players we're looking forward to seeing, and we're going to do that coming up here on Inside Training Camp.
When we return to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity, it's time to break it down just a little bit. Chris and I will talk about some of the players we're watching as the Eagles get ready for the Green Bay Packers preseason game number three.
This night ain't for the faint of heart. carbs to compete. Electrolytes to replenish. Everything you need to keep sweating.
However you do sports, however you do fun, however you do summer, do it at Sports Authority. Shop thousands of great deals this summer. Sports Authority.
How's it progressing with the prisoner?
He'll tell us everything he knows very shortly, sir.
As you were.
Where were we?
1974 team.
Service!
If your boss stops by, you act like you're working. It's what you do. If you want to save 15% or more on car insurance, you switch to GEICO. It's what you do.
Love the Eagles? Play the new instant game from the Pennsylvania Lottery. Players must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Welcome back. It's Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Dave and Chris, time to talk a little bit about the players that we're watching on Saturday, Eagles Packers. Let's begin, Chris, at the quarterback position, number 7, his second performance for an Eagles team in this preseason.
Yes, indeed. Sam Bradford was very impressive in his debut. First action in almost a calendar year. Now, you want to see him be a little bit more accurate with the football? He was a little juiced up, a little amped up for that first outing. You want to see some consistency and also just some quick decision-making. Just run the offense efficiently. And the biggest thing for me is, if he doesn't have a touchdown drive, how does he respond? Had the great touchdown drive last week against the Ravens. If there's a little bit of, you know, of a setback, how does he respond?
Yeah, I think the next step for Bradford is when the pocket is dirty, when he has some people around him, some defenders at his feet, how does he respond? Footwork, throwing through the ball, getting through his legs, and being accurate, and getting the football out. I think you said it pretty well there. My second player is Josh Huff, wide receiver. Josh Huff has been quiet in the preseason. He's been spectacular in the training sessions at the public practices at Lincoln Financial Field, but would like to see him get a couple of touches in this game. Back from missing a few days with personal reasons, he's at practice, he's ready to go, and just to get the ball in his hands, to get him going back in the flow, get that momentum going in the right way, I think that's a big thing for him.
I agree, Dave. To me, Josh Huff, I think, is going to be a vital component to this wide receiver rotation this season. Everyone's talking about Nelson Agholor and how he's progressing as a first-round pick. Jordan Matthews, obviously, he's been brilliant since the start of training camp, but to me, I think Josh Huff is still going to be a vital role, play a vital role here, and have a huge impact on the offense this season. Now, why don't we go to the defensive side of the football? That slot cornerback, that nickel spot, still yet to be determined. I think there's a second-round pick, Eric Rowe, who maybe could make some way.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the plan is here at nickel for this game, this slot cornerback position. I think the Eagles still want to look at a lot of players, including Nolan Carroll at the slot position. Maybe Eric Rowe plays a little bit outside this week, but I think they're pleased with the way Rowe has come along. Certainly somebody who you wish you could line up against Randall Cobb for 17, 18 plays and see how he does. I'm not sure how much Cobb will play. Great matchup possibilities and an opportunity for the young man, Eric Rowe, to take his next step. He's played well. He's a little physical. He grabs a little bit here and there, but you like the advancements that he's made.
You like the aggressiveness. I see a little grabbiness in there.
He's a big cornerback. He's going to play a physical game. In this game, if he plays in the slot against Cobb, he's going against one of the best, who's quick, who's fast, who's small. That's a tough matchup for
Yes, indeed. But for Rowe, it's been good that he's been going against Jordan Matthews, who obviously has the size but does have some very quick feet and can make some moves inside. I'll stick with defense here. Outside linebacker, who is going to be the number 3 guy? I don't think you have to really focus so much on the number 3 guy. Look at it as a committee with Vinny Curry as a part of it. Now, obviously he plays defensive end. He can move inside if need be, but he has had that outside linebacker role expanded here during training camp. He's been showing the ability to obviously come off the edge, but he's learning how to drop back in coverage as well. So Vinny Curry is another guy that I'm going to be watching and see how he makes that next step as an outside linebacker.
Truth is, we're going to watch everybody. We just threw a few names out there, just some highlighted names that we're going to pay special attention to on Saturday night. Critical game for the Eagles as they get ready to go from 90 players to 75 within a week's time. So very important game for a lot of players on this roster. It's Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. When we return, we'll visit with Michael Kendricks. He has the new contract and the big game. Michael Kendricks in studio up next.
You can't find a great doctor just anywhere.
Sure you can.
Specialists?
Yep.
Primary care?
You bet.
Jefferson Doctors?
Take a look at this.
Excellent doctors, lots of locations. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW.
Wow, that's a good number.
1-800-JEFF-NOW? It sure is.
I meant a good number of doctors.
I meant a good number for doctors.
I've got a feeling this could go on for a while.
No, it can't. You'll interrupt the announcer.
Find a Jefferson doctor. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
Get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
Experience the power of physical therapy at NovaCare Rehabilitation. We know the importance of an active lifestyle. If you're currently injured, let us bring that active lifestyle back to you. NovaCare is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. And with more than 100 convenient locations throughout Philadelphia and South Jersey, go to NovaCare.com today and request an appointment online or call 800-770-6682. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
Well, it's been a big week for linebacker Michael Kendricks, a new contract, getting back on the field, ready for the Green Bay Packers. We welcome you into our studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with Michael Kendricks. Congratulations on the deal.
Thank you.
Let's talk about football, shall we?
Yeah.
How's it coming along?
It's awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I want to talk about Michael Kendricks from the time you were drafted to now. So many things that have happened, you know, changing positions. And it's been a great deal of maturity that you have. Learning, adjusting to new coaching. Mm-hmm. As you look at it, Michael, what's been the key to your success?
I think the key to my success is just, you know, sticking in there, reaching out to those who have been through it and finding comfort through them and their advice and just sticking through things. You know, this game is crazy along with the business side of things, and it does take a level of maturity to handle everything that comes with being an NFL superstar.
Here we go. For those on the outside or those who are, you know, those kids who are coming up through the college ranks who aspire to be an NFL player, I mean, how much different is it from what you thought it was to what it really is?
The game, it's the same. The business side of things, it changes. And nonetheless, it's still the game that we all love to play. You know, growing up, I had dreams of being where I'm at now, and now I'm here, and now I wish I was back there as a kid. Yeah. You know, you have so much more responsibilities as a grown man. You got to take the good with the bad, bad with the good, and yeah.
What are the responsibilities? Is money a responsibility?
Oh, definitely. Money is a huge responsibility. Keeping track of that, managing your own accounts, and staying on top of that, and understanding spending and what needs to happen as far as, you know, your interest rates, what are you getting on your returns. There's a bunch of stuff that you need to know when it comes to financials. And for a young guy coming into the league, getting thrown $1 million, growing up, you think $1 million is everything. You get $1 million and you understand that it can go like that. And there are certain things you have to do to offset your spending. And that all takes maturity. That takes time. That takes effort, like anything else that you do. You know, I put time into reading financial books, and just like I read my playbook. So there's a lot of things that you have to do off the field.
Your brother was drafted by the Vikings this past spring. Mm-hmm. Did you give him all these kind of advice, lay the groundwork for him?
Yeah. I mean, anything I've already been through, I'm going to make sure he at least knows. I'm not too sure how he's going to handle it when he gets to that point, but he'll go through the same exact things that I've been through. And the way he handles it is going to be the way he handles it, but all I can do is just tell him, hey, this is what I did, this is what's coming, and expect it and be ready. Yeah.
Do you have brotherly conversations during the course of the summer, during the training camp?
Yeah. He was like, man, it's hard out here. What do I do? I'm just like, man, just be yourself. Just do your thing. Work on one craft a day and just focus on that and try to get better on that. Once you have that down, move on to the next. So, I mean, there's little brotherly conversations like that throughout training camp.
As you look back on it, Michael, going from outside linebacker in a 4-3 to inside linebacker in a 3-4, and you can admit it now because you've mastered it. You know, were you concerned that you might not become the best player you could be moving inside?
No, I was excited about that. When I was playing in the first defense, my first training camp, it was so hard. I mean, we were in a wide nine.
Oh, right.
We had linemen shooting upfield, three steps upfield first before making any reads. And there were times where I would get a tackle and a tight end on me, double teaming me, and I was responsible for the A to D gap. That's like you have to literally have an S on your chest.
Right.
And I didn't.
And
at
then
the time.
Dropping back on these 6'6" tight ends. Right.
Well, that's not the problem. It's being able to get off a double team and covering A to D gap. Needless to say, it was very hard, and I questioned my ability at one point in time. You know, I called my coach back at Cal, my position coach, and he just told me, it's the NFL. What do you expect? You know, just stick in there and just keep grinding, keep working, and you'll get the hang of it. And sure enough, my second year around, we changed defenses, and I was a lot better off.
What's next for you as a football player? Where do you go from here? I mean,
I think from here you set a goal and you reach and you strive to reach that goal. And right now, my goal is to, one, win a Super Bowl; two, to become the best leader I can become; three, to become the best inside rushing linebacker in the league; four, to bring along those players that want to be great with me. And if I can focus on those things, I think that'll be good.
Inside rushing linebacker, you've mentioned that a couple times. Might we see Michael Kendricks get up the field on a pass rush, design pass rush a little bit more than it happens a few?
Maybe not. You know. No, I mean, maybe not. I mean, it's all within game plan and what these coaches want to do. But I know that if I do get my name called, I'm going to make the most of it, and I want to do a better job of understanding, like, what's going on in front of me, so I can actually see it happen before the ball is even snapped. And, you know, you'll hear players harp about that all the time, knowing what's going on before the ball snapped. Once you get that down, you're able to play at a whole nother speed. And I'm pretty fast as it is, so that's
yes,
even
sure.
Yeah, that's even better.
Don't get mad when I ask you this, but I want to ask you this, because I know you'll give me an honest answer.
All right.
Last question.
Yeah.
Will money make you soft?
Hell no. Am I allowed to say that?
Yes, you just said it.
Oh.
What will money do
God,
to you
no.
now that you've got some security? Hunger, where's the hunger?
Money, I don't know. Like, what will money do to me? Money will help my family out. But I'm not doing this for the money. I never once started playing football for money. I just love this game. I'd probably do it for free.
Yeah.
Don't tell anyone else that.
You already signed a contract. Yeah, you can say it all you want now. It doesn't matter.
But what I'm trying to say is, dude, this game is a brutal game. This game is, it's a 12-hour job. It's a 12-hour-a-day type of job where you come in, you put in your work 7 days a week. You know what I'm saying?
Your passion shows. Yeah. Congratulations on everything.
Thanks, man.
Great work ahead. Michael Kendricks, we thank you for joining us in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Have you ever dreamed of owning Eagles season tickets? Well, these two seats could be yours, because Comcast SportsNet and the Eagles are giving away a pair of tickets for the entire Eagles 2015 season. Every week this summer brings you closer to the dream with a new chance to win these seats. It's easy to enter. Just answer this week's poll question. Enter now at PhiladelphiaEagles.com/CSNPhilly, and these could be yours.
What makes a Temple Owl? Meet Stella. She's wise, fierce, and she's not alone. Temple University, where owls call home. We are the cherry in white. The city is our classroom, and we lead the rush hour, making our mark on every field around the world. A world without Temple, well, that's like the sky without the North Star. temple, never stopping.
Stop by your McDonald's for the summer break menu. Choose from a delicious double cheeseburger, Filet-O-Fish, six-piece chicken McNuggets, or a snack wrap plus a small fry for just $2.50. And bring brighter days to your summer. Only at McDonald's for a limited time. I'm loving it. We welcome you back. Dave and Chris here. Time for a little football 101, something, a term we've heard a lot. What does it really mean?
The zone blitz. Yes. Yeah. Now, it feels like we've heard about it for a long time, but it's actually a relatively new concept. Bill Davis, he's had a chance to learn from some of the great masterminds in the game of football. Today, we're going to learn about the zone blitz concept. It's Ross Tucker with the latest edition of Football 101.
Welcome back to another edition of Football 101 here at PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Ross Tucker, the former NFL offensive lineman from good old Wyomissing, Pennsylvania, with you yet again. You can check me out always over at rostucker.com. I got a bunch of different podcasts that you can always listen to when you want. Football 101 has been all about teaching you guys, making you more knowledgeable than your father-in-law, your brother-in-law if you have them. If you don't, then just your friends, family, etc. You'll know the basics. They won't. You'll be smart. They'll be stupid. It'll be fun. That's the whole goal here, right? Is to make you feel better than... No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, we're trying to learn a little bit more than we already know. Today, we're looking at zone and overload blitzes. There's a million of them. We're just going to show you a few of them. Back in the day, when you blitz, you almost always had to play man-to-man behind it. More recently, though, more and more teams are playing zone blitzes because it gives them a little bit more coverage than they had previously. So this is just going to be a zone blitz by the Dallas Cowboys here that you take a look at. At first, it looks like it might almost be a man-to-man blitz, but as you see it evolve, you'll see one guy drops, and that's Rolando McClain, and that the Cowboys are actually playing zone underneath it. So there's one deep defender, and then they're playing zone, really two deep defenders and three underneath on that play. The next blitz we want to look at is going to be the Jacksonville Jaguars trying to block the Kansas City Chiefs. This is a double edge blitz. And you'll see off the edge, the Kansas City Chiefs are bringing guys from both edge, both the bottom and the top. But they're still going to drop somebody out so they can stay in that 3x3 zone coverage that they want to be in. Obviously, the Jaguars were not ready for it, and they paid the price as a result. Next up, let's look at the Fire X blitz. And it's the Arizona Cardinals working against the Oakland Raiders. Again, this is a zone blitz. Why it's a Fire X? Take a look at the two guys in the A gap, and we talked about that before, on either side of the Raiders center, Stefan Wisniewski. They are going to cross up, and that eventually is going to cross up Wisniewski and the Raiders. They're not able to pick it up, and Larry Foote gets in there for a sack for the Arizona Cardinals with that Fire X blitz. Last but not least, let's take a look at an overload blitz. The Carolina Panthers are going to bring 4 weak on this play. You wouldn't think that this safety is going to come or this linebacker based on their posture right there, but that's exactly what's going to happen is they're going to eventually overload the weak side. The running back can only get one. The safety times it well enough. He's able to get in there and get Colin Kaepernick down to the ground. These are just a few of the blitzes. It's unbelievable how many there really are. Just ask Rex Ryan. He probably has 50 of them. And when you play in the NFL like I did, you knew one thing for sure. Every week, the team you were going against was going to have at least one blitz that you had never seen them do before, which is why you need to stick with your rules and go from there, because these blitzes, they're crazy. And what you can do on coverage on the back end is so much more evolved than what it was even 20 years ago. If you liked today's segment and you want to learn more, again, it's just Football 101 at PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thanks so much, Ross. One more day to go. before the Eagles and the Packers play. And we come back with Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity on Friday at 5 o'clock. Make sure you tune in then. For Chris McPherson, I'm Dave Spadaro. We thank you for joining us. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.